That was How I Love from King Tubbs' Small Town Stardust. I'd like to provide a correction from earlier in this broadcast. I originally mentioned SFU announcing timelines for renovation of the Lorne Davy Complex. The correct name is Lorne Davies Complex. And the fourth act is King Tray's Almost Home. The track is Every Time He Sleeps. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
You wanna make it right, but it's too late now. You wanna make it right, but I don't wanna make it right.
I was brought up with some niggas only knew how to follow. They wasn't in class, so the street niggas taught them. When I think about the town, man, I think about the bottom. And Keith was the closest thing to a role model, but he was 19 and he wasn't brought up right. So how he finna teach me how to be a man? All that he could do was tell me, like, I got you, little bro, when I'm riding. If that shit hit the fan, that was what I needed. Before I was a teen, I was walking around conceited, cause I was born a star in the town, they could see it. Yeah. When I hit the stage, it was just like I was made for it. That was fifth grade. The old heads couldn't believe it. Shout my teachers, they should see me now. Cause now I wake up every day and can't believe it now. Like, this my life. I got a wife. I'm signed to Sprite. I'm verified. And plus, I'm finna make my debut on the TV now. If I walk past Anna, probably wouldn't even speak. That's crazy, cause 2 years ago, man, she was on my team. Yeah, she was on my shoulder in a screaming match with Satan when he blinded me with bitches that I couldn't even see. And not for who they was and shit, they couldn't see me neither. Me and Adam, different blood, but I'm still my brother's keeper. And you know we from the mud, so if they want to hop on dirt, then I had him under rugs. Way I turned my brother's sweeper into meaner shit. Don't get me started on Amina. I think back to them days up on that fire truck at Reba. Who would've thought she turned fake on me, snake on me? I don't even got respect to talk about it if I see her. And that's just how I feel. And shout out to Tiantre and Terrell and Jason for them days we was at Elks when Deutsch told me hit the basement with Anthony and Roman. I knew then that I was on the highway to some meals, and that's real, nigga. And if you look at what I'm doing now, ain't no way I'm losing now, and it's time to prove it. And he living what he dreamed, it's kinda crazy how he moving now. Every time he sleep, he think his visions of the future now. Shit. Said if you look at what I'm doing now, ain't no way I'm losing now, and it's time to prove it. And he living what he dreamed, it's kinda crazy how he moving now. Every time he sleep, he think his visions of the future now. Every time he sleep,
every time he sleep, every time he sleep.
I'd like to shift gears to the SFU Red Leafs hockey, which play in the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League at this time. The top seed, Red Leafs, hosted the fourth seed, Okanagan Lakers, for Game 2 of their best-of-three series at Burnaby's Bill Copeland on March 11, 2023. SFU stormed right out of gate as they pepper shots at Okanagan's backstop, Jay Thompson. The Red Leafs' dominant play led to the Lakers' Ethan Grober penalized for cross-checking, 5:19 into the game. SFU capitalized just 57 seconds later as Kyle Berg eluded Jay Thompson. The Red Leafs doubled their lead 71 seconds later as the captain Mitch Ledyard scored his first of the playoffs at 7:27 in the first. Physical play ramped up during the second half of the first as six penalties were handed out in the final 10 minutes. SFU went into the first intermission up 2-0 with a 17-5 edge in shots on goal. Kyle Berg scored his second of the game and playoffs 5:44 in the second to give the Red Leafs a three-goal bulge. Rough play resumed after Berg's tally in the middle frame, where Okanagan's aggression was responded in kind by SFU. Jersey Orchard beat Jay Thompson to give the Red Leafs a 4-0 lead just after the middle of period 2 at 10:03. SFU outshot Okanagan 18-4 in the second period. Jersey Orchard scored his second of the night, third of the playoffs, at 10:15 in the third to cap up the scoring. Rough play amped up in the last 5 minutes of the game, where six penalties were called. Final score, Okanagan no score, SFU 5, where the hosts outshot the visitors 42-19.
Hi, this is Steve Chong. Today is March 11th, 2023. I'm in front of Storage 11 at Burnaby's Bill Copeland, next to
Mark Leto,
the head coach for the SFU Red Leafs hockey, who blanked the number 4 seed Okanagan Lakers 5-0, the second shutout in the best of 3 series to advance to the 2023 BCIHL Finals for the second straight year. First of all, what was said between games 1 and 2, where, from what I understand, the Red Leafs fired 2 shots in the third period of game 1?
We just keep the message the same. Keep play with team speed, play fast, and go out there and get the win.
Tell me about the team's offense today.
Oh, really good, guys. We got some highly skilled guys, and they do a good job getting pucks to the net. We got 5 tonight, and that was good enough for the win.
Explain from your point of view the Lakers' physical play, where one could argue that the team took too many liberties with the Red Leafs.
It's part of the game. You guys got to work hard and fight through it. The best thing you can do is stay out of the box, right? So we try to stay out of the box and stay disciplined.
Who are the top Red Leafs players in tonight's 5-0 win?
Well, I thought Berge played well. Brahmi played really good tonight. And, obviously Orchard got a couple. And, I think it was a good effort by everybody. Henderson played well in the net.
Finally, from what I understand, the Red Leafs will be hosting the 2023 BCIHL Finals next week. How will you prepare for the UVic Vikes and the Vancouver Island University Mariners, knowing that their series have not been decided?
Well, you prepare for both those teams the way you would any other week. We saw them a couple weeks ago, so we just got to make sure everything's ready to go from a game perspective. And, our guys will be practicing hard next week. And, we'll see what happens on Friday, who we play.
Thanks for the interview tonight. And congratulations on SFU's 5-0 win over the Okanagan Lakers to advance to the 2023 BCIHL Finals.
All right, thank you.
Hi, once again, it's Steve Chong. I'm in between dressing room 5 and storage 10 at Burnaby's Bill Copeland, and I'm interviewing
Jersey Orchard,
who scored 2 goals along with 1 assist in SFU's 5-0 win over Okanagan to advance to the BCIHL Finals for the second straight year. First of all, what was said between games 1 and 2?
I think our coach, Mark Coletta there, just kind of pulled us to refocus. We got the first one done, and our goal was to win 2 straight there. So, just recover the bodies in between games, make sure we're ready to go, and focus for game 2 there.
Tell me about your 2 goals tonight.
I think I just go in with the same mentality. I try to help the team out any way I can, and I think I'm one of those guys that can produce offensively. Just got a little bit of puck luck out there, and was able to help the team out tonight with 2 goals.
Tell me about your performance this season so far.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been a little bit of ups and downs. I think I came out of the gate fairly strong, and you know, as the season went going a little bit, I dipped down a bit. But I think I'm getting back up into where I need to perform, and just keep building off my games, and yeah, try to bring confidence whenever I'm out on the ice there.
Now let's just shift gears to your hockey journey. When did you start the game?
When I start the game?
Yeah.
Oh, I was probably pretty young, probably 3 or 4, skating on a little backyard rink at home in Saskatchewan, and just dad strapped on the skates for me, and just loved it ever since. So rest is history, I guess.
When was the first time you made a rep or a travel team?
I think it was Pee Wee. Pee Wee was the first year that I could kind of go out of my hometown and play for a team that was a little bit more competitive. And so I went out to Martinsville in Saskatchewan there, and we had a Pee Wee AA team. And yeah, that was probably my first travel team.
What is the age range for Pee Wee?
Pee Wee, I think that starts 13, 14. And then after that, it's midget, so just, yeah, 13, 14 years old there.
Which team did you play for before coming to the SFU Red Leafs?
So I played in Saskatchewan for the Humboldt Broncos for half a year. I finished off my junior career there, and that was a lot of fun there. And then right before that, I played out in Merritt with ECHL, so...
Two more questions. What is your year of eligibility?
My eligibility?
Yeah.
My year of eligibility?
Yeah. What year are you in?
So I'm an 01, so this is my first year at SFU. So after this, depending on school, I still have potentially 3, 4, 5 more years at SFU.
Finally, what does the Red Leafs have to do to win the BCIHL championship for the second straight year?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just got to stick to our game plan. I think we know that we're capable of doing it. It's just a matter of if we put on our work boots and go out there and play the way we know we can play. So it all just comes down to our will and, you know, if we put in our best foot forward.
Thanks for the interview tonight. And congratulations on SFU's 5-0 win over the Okanagan Lakers to advance to the BCIHL finals for the second straight year.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Elsewhere in the BCIHL playoffs, the Vancouver Island University Mariners, the number 2 seed, edged the University of Victoria Vikes, the number 3 seed, 5-4 in overtime at Victoria's Ian Stewart Complex on March 11th to sweep the best-of-3 series. The BCIHL finals start tonight at Burnaby's Bill Copeland as the top-seed SFU Red Leafs host number 2 Vancouver Island University Mariners. The puck drop is at 7 p.m. Now back to some music. It's the fifth act. KMVP's On the Cusp. Here is Cloud Painting.
Question. you. Little drops of dopamine. Maybe better not to say it. Let it out in clear living. I love you, 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 I love you. Hold hands and scream! I'm you.
The sixth act is Katie Koenig's Immortal Rhythm with the Ballad of Willpower. Thank you for listening to episode 11 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Now to the last tune before 4, it is Solar Trashes, Lilacs, and the Apple Collapse with the title track.
CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU Burnaby.